Today from the Ohio Newsroom, North Central Ohio's shifting workforce.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University's master's degree in clinical mental health counseling, an online program for students wanting to make a career of helping others. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Many of Ohio's rural communities are losing people. The State Department of Development expects the population in places like Ashland and Richland counties in north central Ohio to drop by about 10% by 2050. Last year, two manufacturing facilities in that area closed, costing hundreds of local workers their jobs. But other companies swept them up. In fact, employers in the area are fighting to keep people around. That's according to reporting from a trio of Richland and Ashland source reporters who've been working on a project called Tomorrow's Talent, Shaping Our Future Workforce. Katie Ellington-Sarau is one of those journalists. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So first off, help us understand the economy of Richland and Ashland counties.
Both of these areas have been heavy manufacturing areas for a really long time. Mansfield in particular, you know, GM, Westinghouse, Tappan, Ohio Brass. This was just kind of a hub. People knew that there was work here. But then that all started to change a little bit in the mid to late 20th century. Like a lot of communities, there were some manufacturing losses. There were some big companies that left. What a lot of people don't realize is that it's still the biggest industry in our area.
Got it. So how are local manufacturers working to attract and retain their workers?
Something that a lot of businesses tell us is that they struggle with kind of this perception of yesterday's manufacturing, your grandpa's manufacturing. You know, people imagine these shops as, you know, grimy, dirty places with really hard physical labor, but the industry has changed a lot. It's evolved, it's modernized. Businesses in our area, manufacturers in our area, they work really hard to kind of get that message out. Our businesses, they go to schools, you know, they do career fairs. They have a reverse job fair called Employ Me Palooza, where students bring their resumes, but students aren't pitching themselves to businesses. The business owners are like, here's, you know, our culture, here's our benefits, here's why you should work for us.
Wow. Well, as part of this project, you and your fellow reporters, Grace McCormick and Mariah Thomas, you also talked to a lot of young people about what they're looking for in work. What did you hear from them?
Mariah and I both got to sit down and interview individual teens, groups of teens, but we also created a survey. We had more than 1,100 teens answer this survey, and we asked them questions about their perceptions of college and career. And Gen Z clearly values work-life balance. That is the most important thing to them. They also value the same things that people have valued for generations. You know, salary scored very high, benefits scored very high, you know, positive relationships with a supervisor and coworkers.
Mm. Well, given those findings, what do you think the future of work in your area will look like?
As far as employment goes, I mean, the experts are saying medical jobs will take over as the biggest sector. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think we're going to see more entrepreneurs. Our biggest school district here, one of the biggest, Mansfield City, they actually launched an entrepreneurship career tech program. You hear a lot of high schools asking kids, you know, what's your E? And it's always, there's three of them. There's employment, enlistment, enrollment. But at Mansfield Senior High, there's four because entrepreneurship is one of those E's. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see more of that.
That was Katie Ellington-Sarau, a reporter with the Richland Source. You can find links to the Tomorrow's Talent series at richlandsource.com or ashlandsource.com. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.